podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So this story came up, and Jeremy and I both ran into it. And this thing about Caitlyn Jenner is very interesting. Now, granted, here's the disclaimer. We don't know. Nor are we judging. We're just throwing this out there like, what do you do in this situation? You want to explain it?
Bruce Jenner got into a car crash, okay? It was a fatal car crash in Malibu, and it killed a 69-year-old woman. At the time, it was Bruce Jenner. Well, the woman's stepdaughters have filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Bruce. And while neither Bruce nor Caitlyn have been charged with criminal charges yet, that could possibly change because somebody died. So here's the question. Let's say Caitlyn is brought up on charges and convicted and sentenced to prison. Where is Caitlyn going to serve her time? Because the accident was with Bruce, but now Bruce is Caitlyn. Mm-hmm. Which prison do you send him to? And there's kind of, their law enforcement there is kind of butting their heads. Radar Online says law enforcement said that that she would probably go to the Century Regional Detention Facility.
Which is a women's prison.
And it housed Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan, yada, yada, yada. But another source says the L.A. County Sheriff's Department says, oh, no, no, no. She'll be sent to the Twin Towers Correction Facility in downtown L.A., which only houses men. But there's a little cell block there that's reserved for gay or transgender inmates. So they could put Caitlyn there. But what if that's full? What if they got no room in that cell block? Does Bruce / Caitlyn go to the women's or men's prison? Now, we don't know.
This has to have come up in the past.
You would think.
Right? But Caitlyn Jenner is the now most famous person to be in this situation. So suddenly, people are arguing over it. Mm-hmm. Where do you send Caitlyn?
Now,
it could become a moot point because it could be that Caitlyn's never sentenced to any jail.
It could be, but this could pop up anytime with anyone in this situation. And I mean, our question is
what do they base it on?
Exactly.
So in the future, do you base it on somebody's choice?
Like, yes.
I'm convicted of a crime. I would like to go to this type of facility. Mm-hmm. Or do you base it on an actual physical examination? So if you have to go by the letter of the law, if you still have certain parts, the law says you have to serve your correction time
in the male facility,
or female.
No, I don't know. Parts. I'm ignorant. Does Bruce Jenner still have the pee-pee ding-ding? I'm wondering. I think. Is he still a male? Or do they even boil it down to the chromosomal level?
Yeah.
Does he still have the Y and X chromosome? Because if so, he's, by science terms, he's still a male. So confusing.
I don't know what to do about
that. But yet, if he's living his life as a woman and he's more comfortable as a woman or around women, put him in the women's prison.
I once saw a TV show one time that was explaining the actual physical transformation and what they do with when you go under the knife to switch from either male to female or female to male, the different thing. And the switch from female to male was it was an interesting little documentary about what they do.
Yes.
Have you seen any of that stuff?
Well, I didn't see it. I needed some credits in college, so I took a sex ed class in college, and they actually brought woman.
Stop. You took
the
sex
credits.
Ed in college?
In college, yeah. And that it will blow your mind. It'll put the high school sex ed to shame.
I thought college was sex ed.
Close, yeah. Everybody got an A in the class.
When you enroll in college, you're in sex ed.
Well, yeah, that's true, dog. That's true. But they actually brought a woman in who had the sex change, formerly a man. She had the sex change and explained what gets turned inside out and how things are put back together. And wow, fascinating. Incredible. So I don't know what they're going to do in this situation. I almost feel like you need to have option three. Like, you need a men's prison, a women's prison, and maybe now a transgender prison. You know, you kind of need option three.
But who pays for that? Because that's expensive. Prison's already expensive. They already talk about how, you know, it costs so much money to house all these inmates. Anyway, and, you know, United States
expensive.
Has more criminals than anybody in the world, blah, blah, blah. I wonder if you're going to get to the point where once you turn 18, you have to start paying incarceration tax. In the event that you're going to get put in prison, so that one day, if you're convicted at age 23, you've spent 5 years paying to pay for your own incarceration.
You're paying it ahead.
But they say you're less likely to be incarcerated once you reach the age of 30. So therefore, maybe once you turn 30, you start drawing money back out. It's almost like a retirement plan.
Kind of, yeah. Like a Social Security type.
Right, but it's incarceration tax.
This is so ridiculous.
We have solved
all
the problems.
We sound so ridiculous right now.
No.
I think everybody's got these questions.
You're
going
to tell me if people go out to happy hour on Friday at 5 o'clock that they don't sit around with their beers and they talk about this kind of stuff?
What do you do?
Of course they talk about this kind of stuff. Especially the drunker you get. You talk about
I know the answer.
And we're completely sober. Thank goodness we have listeners who are full of information, like Joe on line one. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So you are allegedly a law enforcement official, and you have information about this.
It's basically going to come down to who gets jurisdiction if convicted. If it's a county sentence or something like that, it'll be the county's policy. If it's a state sentence, it'll go state. Obviously, it's not going to be a federal sentence, but if it was federal, then it would be covered under the federal laws. Huh. And every agency has different procedures and policies in place for this type of deal.
They do for this specific situation. So they already have written down somewhere, here's what we do if there's a transgender person who is convicted of a crime.
Right. And the problem is it's not unanimous across the board, where like every agency is the same because it's still so new. Mm-hmm. So every agency pretty much has the leeway to go and do with it the way they're going to do with it to kind of protect themselves.
Let me ask you this. I know you can't say where you do your police work, but where you do your police work, where would Caitlin be?
In a men's facility.
Okay.
All right.
And that's because of
doesn't seem right to me.
Male genitalia.
I know, but that doesn't seem right to me.
It's just how it's done with the agency that I work for. There are other agencies that would say, "Well, you
what
identify
is the federal?
Yourself
What's
as a
feds
female.
Say? What do the biggies say?"
The feds go by genitalia.
All right. Well.
Well, there so you
so don't we all?
Okay, on that note, Joe, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks, Joe.
No problem.
We appreciate your time. So there, now we know.
All right. Comes down to the twigs and berries.
Mm-hmm. And you learned more this morning on the show.
Yes.
Well, make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.